May our precious Lord bless you, dear heart dwellers, and may our hearts long for Jesus as he longs for us. I wanted to share with you all how when I come into worship, the Lord is there and waiting for me, wanting to hold me and dance. The expression on his face has been so happy just to see me, so happy that I fully trust and believe in him, so happy that I want to be there with him in just that precious way. It is so hard to leave his arms behind to go on to work, writing, singing, and music, so very, very hard. There's such a peace and nourishment in his arms. And many times I drift off into a sweet place. It almost overtakes me in sleep. When I come back from this place, my heart is fully rested and anointed for the work at hand. But I do not go there for that. I go to love him and acknowledge him. Jesus, I cannot live without your love. But what most consoles me is his expression of welcoming. Just the expression on his holy face says, I've been waiting for you. I'm so happy to see you. Thank you for loving me. My heart just melts when I realize how incredibly vulnerable he is to us, dear people. Oh, don't let him down. Don't allow the enemy to steal his time away from him in your life. Protect it, for it's truly holy nourishment and empowering. And oh, how happy you make him when you come into his presence just to adore him. And I know for all us workaholics, sometimes we want to cut to the chase and start working. But this is not what makes him happiest. We get a sense of fulfillment from our work. It meets the aching human need and desire to be wanted and useful. But it does not meet the aching desire of his heart to be loved by us. And I've thought about it sometimes. It can almost become a usury thing where we go there to get the empowerment and then come out to do our thing. And that's not what it's all about. It's all about loving him, and that loving exchange is what empowers us. But the focus is not on getting what we need to go do what we want to do or what he wants us to do. The focus is on loving him and truly being present to him in whatever way it's required of us at the time. And sometimes he's wearing a crown of thorns and he needs to be comforted. And other times he's dressed in wedding attire and just wants to be with us. Yes, he's very happy when we do things for the kingdom that he's called us to do. Very happy indeed. But nothing brings him more joy than our longing to be with him and worship him in spirit and in truth with hearts on fire. I must always make that time for him. My entire being cannot go without him for even a day. I must drink in his holy presence and enter into his rest. And in this place, those nasty barbs of fear and unbelief are scattered, and my confidence in his faithfulness washes over me, healing every wound inflicted by my flesh, the world, and our enemy. I'm sorry I've been away from you for so long. The allergies here in Taos have been off the charts, and I've been requiring oxygen to supplement my energy. Now that makes me feel old. When I see that gizmo on my nose, I think, what in the world has become of me that I need oxygen? Just another brush with mortality, I guess. But the practical side of that is that I've just been physically exhausted and unable to function. However, I did get a little music done on a 20-minute long piece because certain of our prayer warriors wanted a longer piece of music. And it'll get posted very soon. I'm going to post it in two parts. My working title for it is The Realms of Heaven. And we'll see if that stands. I really believe it will minister to you. The melody is just beautiful, just wonderful. And these things come from heaven. These songs are stored up in heaven and passed out to musicians here on earth. Priests and musicians, ministers, they're all in that same place of very special service to the Lord. So Ezekiel is doing very, very well, and we are standing on the Lord's promises. I wanted to update you on that. Each day the Lord renews my faith that what he said he will do. And he's doing it too. It's amazing some of the things that are happening with his body. That scripture comes before my eyes every day, and I'm amazed. He began speaking to me. We walk by faith, not by sight. This is what I said to you yesterday, and it still stands today. Faith that what I have promised I will fulfill. Right now you are carrying intercessory burdens with your breathing issues, but it will not always be that way. There will come a time when I release you from that. And he has touched my lungs before, to the point where they were on fire and burning, and my breathing was fully restored, so I'm looking forward to that miracle again. I didn't quite get it when he said, I will release you, so I asked him, really? I thought the crosses got harder and harder until you take us home, Lord. Claire, you will always have a cross, but it will not always be a sickness cross. There are many other crosses, my dear one. For now, this is my chosen means to humble you and promote the kingdom. This is the climb up that mountain that we talked about months ago. And just as the armed services is continually training their men and keeping them fit, so do I train and keep you fit, lest you fall into self-serving and sloth. My coming is not that far away, beloved. Not far at all. So these truly are light and momentary burdens, tailor-made crosses for you. Just as I inhabit the praises of my people, I am with you in your crosses, by your side, suffering with you, making you stronger, and opening your eyes and hearts wider and wider to my presence in your life, and to your similarity to me as well. Joy always follows on the heels of suffering, and my blessings fall upon you after hours of your trial. Otherwise, you could not stand in the midst of these turbulent times. Yet as you go deeper into my love for you and my need for your comfort, your trust in my promises, you become stronger and stronger and arrive at a place where you would have fallen before, but now you stand in faith. When he said that, I saw him holding a polishing cloth and rubbing a small gray and tarnished silver pitcher over and over again until it was gleaming white. Yes, in just this way I polish you and remove the tarnish of the world from you until all that is exposed is white and gleaming silver. This is how I keep you in readiness for serving the Master's table. Always buffed and polished, you carry forth nourishment to others by this process of continual cleansing and polishing. Sometimes it is a tender hand catching you when you fall, or time taken to remove the dross and stains on your heart from the world. Other times it is the test of carrying precious nourishment to others while you are assailed by the enemy, and afterwards repairing the corrosion and damages done by their attacks. There is a continual refining process taking place in you, my dove, and in all my brides. How I long for the day you ascend into heaven with me and your cleaning detail is over with. But for now we're working together, bringing forth the good and weeding out the bad. All of this is necessary on a daily basis, or you will not grow. It cannot all be a trial, or you'll be discouraged, nor can it all be victory, or you will grow lax. So I balance this holy life within you with healings, polishings, and refining, and in this way the harvest of righteousness continues to grow in your lives. I want you all to begin to look for the good I am doing in your lives. Look to the victories. Look to the new anointings and celebrate these good things. Even Nehemiah's men took time out for recreation in the midst of their great work, though even in those brief times their swords were in readiness by their sides. You cannot afford to be without this protection for even 1 millisecond. You must always be clothed in my armor, carrying your weapon in the awareness that the enemy never sleeps. I am with you, my beautiful chosen ones. I am with you, nourishing, healing, and loving you all the day long. Please come to me and do not pass by this time I need with you as much as you need with me. For when you pass this time by and are not properly armed and prepared, I am by your side still, and when the arrows of unbelief hit you, I suffer your pains in my heart, exclaiming, "Oh, my beautiful bride, why didn't you prepare yourself for this day? Oh, how I hurt with you. Allow me to prepare you each day, and do not deprive me of your tender worship. I'm leaving you with the sweet fragrance of longing that I have for you. Come to me, my bride, and rest here in my bosom, where I shall continually restore your soul as you bring comfort to mine."